You're listening to The Head Trash Show with the founder of Head Trash, Alexia Leachman. Head Trash is the home to the new and unique Head Trash Clearance Method that removes unwanted negative thoughts, feelings, and emotions quickly and effectively so that you can achieve clarity, confidence, and contentment in your life. Tune in every week as Alexia shares insights and simple strategies to help you create some headspace to experience confidence and clarity in your life and business. To find out how to clear your head trash quickly and effectively using our unique method, pop over to www.headtrash.co.uk to get our free download and subscribe for our free head trash clearance updates. And now for the show.
Hello and welcome back to the Head Trash Show. This is me, your host, Alexia Leachman. Thank you so much for joining me today. Now, before I dive into today's show, I've just got a few things I just want to update you on, because as I mentioned during the last episode, or was it the one before, I got up to quite a bit while I hadn't been doing my podcasts, and certainly having a little daughter was one of them, but also developing lots of new things to bring to you as well. So I mentioned that one of the things I'm doing is writing a book at the moment, and I'm coming very, very near the end of that. So I'm really pleased with myself because I've done 40,000 words and I only started at the just the middle of November. So I'm super, super thrilled that I've managed to get 40,000 words done, and that's with a little newborn. So I'm just very, very lucky that she sleeps so well and she's so well behaved. And I think the fact that she sleeps through the night is what's enabling me to be completely focused in the day. If I was getting all those nighttime wake-ups, I don't think I'd be able to have managed 40,000 words by now, but I have, so I've really nearly come to the end. So I'll be letting you know more about that soon. And for those that might be interested in following the progress of the book, there'll be a website that I'm dedicating to the book that I'm currently putting into getting it launched and putting all the stuff into place at the moment. So those that are interested in following the progress of the book and keeping up to date as to where I'm at in terms of bringing it into the world, then I'll share with you the web address and all the details in the next few weeks. And the other thing I wanted to update you on as well were the Head Trash events. I'm going to be launching some new dates for some of our Head Trash clearance events this year. So if you're interested in coming along to an event, a weekend event where you can learn more about clearing your head trash, so using the five-step process, getting some real clearance done with me there, helping you to clear some stuff, but really dedicate some focused time to really mastering the techniques so that you really sort of take ownership of your headspace and start reclaiming it once and for all, and really master the tools so that you can sort of just be happy and content in your own mind, and all the benefits that come from clearing your head trash. Maybe you're struggling using our five-step process and you think, you know what, it'd be really useful if I could just pick Alex's brains. Well, now you'll be able to do that. So there'll be some dates coming very soon around the UK for some head trash clearance weekends. And also for those of you that want to use reflective repatterning as part of maybe your coaching business or your therapy business, then there will also be some training dates as well for those that want to learn how to use reflective repatterning. So keep an eye out for those dates. They'll be coming on the website hopefully in the next few weeks. So that's a little bit of what's going on behind the scenes here at Head Trash. And to be honest, there's quite a bit more, but I don't want to sort of completely go overboard at this stage, and I'll be sharing more about what else we're up to over the coming podcasts in the next few weeks. But back to today's show. Now today, I must admit, I'm going to borrow a little bit from my other role that I play, which is that of a personal brand and reputation coach, and talk about something that I think is really quite relevant when it comes to clearing our head trash and becoming a lot clearer about who we are and what's going on in our heads. And what I want you to do, or at least consider, is reinventing yourself. Now, I get that you might think that's a little bit of a big ask, but what I'm not asking you to do is to change your hair, your outfits, your look, your job, your work, your friends. No, you don't have to do any of those things. What I'm inviting you to do instead is to reinvent the inside. Reinvent how you express yourself and how you express who you are. Because sometimes when we just talk about who we are in a different way, that alone can help us to reinvigorate our relationships, the perceptions that we have. And by re-engaging with others in this way, by speaking to them in a different way, by expressing ourselves very differently, then this can bring about new conversations, new insights, new opportunities, new exciting things, new relationships. All sorts of newness can come into your life purely because you're choosing to express who you are on the inside differently on the outside, and maybe more accurately, because you're actually taking some time to think about how you'd like to express yourself, rather than being taking the lazy approach and just letting yourself use the same old language, the same old words, the same old phrases, and the same old perspectives that maybe you've had for a number of years, if not decades. So that's what I want to invite you to do today. So I've got a few things that I think can help you to do that. So first of all, I want to invite you to change the language that you use. Now, I'm not saying go out and learn French or go out and learn Spanish and start talking to loads of people in those languages. Not at all. Instead, I'm suggesting that I want you to learn some new vocabulary. So, for example, when people ask you, how are you? What do you say? I bet you say, I'm fine. Don't we all? And often, let's face it, some people ask that question and they don't actually want to know the answer. So I'm fine is a perfectly great excuse, or it's a great answer to give them, because you know deep down they don't really want to know. But what I'm trying to get at here is we can fall into the same habits in terms of vocabulary and in terms of language. So when somebody asks you how you are, what else could you be saying instead of I'm fine? Could you not be a little bit more specific? But also when you're feeling angry, when you're feeling low, you know, instead of just pulling a face, are there words that you could put to that to really help to express how you're feeling to people and what you think? So I've got a few words to share with you today, just to get some ideas going for you, because if we can inject a little bit more new emotional vocabulary into the words that we use, then, you know, not only does it sound a little bit more engaging, we can get people more excited about what we're talking about, but also we can be expressing ourselves much more clearly. And when people understand that we're being a lot clearer with how we feel, we can create much stronger connections with people. And that can only be a really good thing. So for example, let me just throw some words at you. So for example, if you are feeling happy or fine, then why not sort of talk about feeling awesome or beautiful or brilliant or calm or clear in your thinking or elated or ecstatic, you know, or maybe you're feeling playful today and you want to be cheeky. Maybe you're feeling jubilant or joyful, maybe optimistic. You know, already there's lots of things there that you could be saying that can open up an interesting conversation. Why are you feeling playful? What would you do? How would you answer that question if you were feeling playful? If you're feeling fun, or maybe today you're feeling fulfilled or satisfied. And why is that? Why is today a day of satisfaction or a day of fulfillment for you? Imagine where those conversations could go if you could already change how you answer that very simple question. How are you? Now, okay, let's look at some more negative sides. You know, what about if you are feeling angry? Instead of sort of pulling a face, you could be using words like cynical or blue or frustrated or furious or infuriated or jealous. You know, there's all sorts of words there that can maybe give away exactly what you're feeling. And you don't have to deliver it with anger, but already just be a lot clearer in the kind of words that you're using, so that people are a lot clearer as to how you feel. And maybe if you're feeling strong today, or confident, or adamant, or brave, maybe you're feeling determined about whatever it is you want to achieve, or feeling secure in your decision, maybe you're feeling decisive and you know exactly what you want to do, and maybe you're feeling capable, or maybe you're feeling centered and grounded. You know, all these are words that you could be using to describe how you feel and how you want others to know about how you feel. So just all I want to do is invite you to sort of take a closer look at what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and search for some better words to describe that. Because once you can express yourself a little bit more clearly, then you never know what might come out as a result of that in the relationships and the people and the things that happen in your life. So that's the first thing, is change the language that you use in terms of the emotional language. But also there's a second part to this, and I want you to replace the negatives. Get rid of those negatives that you might be using. You know, why always say things in a negative way? You know, whether it's complaining or highlighting the negative aspect of something, because there's always a positive aspect to something too. There's a good and bad in everything. So if you're choosing to see the bad in everything and then express that verbally, then you're probably living in a very negative world and you'll be attracting people that are okay hearing all that negativity. I, for one, if I hear somebody around me being negative, I don't really want to be speaking to them. I don't want to be hanging around with them. And I'd rather them not be in my life. I would rather surround myself with positive people that have got positive things to say. And that's not to say I'm stuck in this woo-woo land of positive thinking where I will not see the negative. Sure, when the negative is there and needs to be highlighted, I'm quite happy to have that pointed out to me. But I don't need to be surrounded by people who are constantly whinging and constantly seeing the negative in everything. So maybe you need to change your perspective, or maybe it is just a question of language, and to try and ditch the negatives. Replace those with something more positive in your life, because you will start seeing the benefits in terms of your own life experience. Now, I've got some more practical things that you can do in terms of how to express yourself differently. Now, how about this? If you're at work, if you have your own business, how about giving yourself a new job title? Yes. Now, I know that's a little bit far flung from the whole, you know, emotional, heavy stuff that I started with. But yes, even the way that you describe what you do. If you have your own business, you're in the perfect position to do this. You know, if you're an accountant, then don't describe yourself as an accountant, because everyone's just going to roll their eyes. I don't mean to offend, but they might, because they just assume that accountancy is boring. But I'm sure that what you do in your accountancy role is incredibly exciting. You're helping somebody to, you know, make more money in their business. You're helping to relieve the load and stop other people worrying about the money and the finances. And you're allowing the people that hire you to focus on doing what they do really, really well. So there are other ways of expressing who you are. And the great thing about coming up with the new job titles is it forces you to really consider what it is that you actually do and the value that you add to others. Now, just thinking about the value that you add to others is a brilliant thing, because it can remind you of the meaning that there is in your role, in your job, in whatever it is that you choose to do in your work. But by taking a closer look at what we do in our job or in our work means that we can reinvigorate our enthusiasm for it or our motivation for it. And so coming up with some interesting or more fun ways to describe what we do can just help us to fall back in love with it, with whatever we do. And the great thing about having a new job title is that when you meet new people, or when you tell people what you do, when you get asked inevitably whenever you meet new people, you know, what is it that you do? If you were to respond with your current job title, they might sort of, you know, oh yes, that's interesting, look to the floor and then try and find something else to say. Whereas if you have your new exciting job title that really clearly communicates what you do and gives a little bit of the value that you add to others at the same time, then that other person can think, oh, well, hey, that sounds really interesting. Tell me more about your job. And you've got a really great conversation on your hands. They get to know a little bit more about what you do, about who you are. But also, you're talking about your job, you start to feel a lot more positive about your work. And suddenly, everything just feels a lot better. And all you've done is given yourself a new job title. It's so damn simple, it's ridiculous. So if you're in the workplace, you know, speak to your line manager. Maybe you could have a team day where you all try and come up with new titles for yourselves. And certainly when you hand over business cards, then you have these interesting job titles on there, then that can just make the whole work thing a lot more interesting, a lot more fun, and just sort of removes the sort of the day-to-day drudgery that some of us have fallen into in the work that we do. So why not give yourself a new job title? And finally, the last practical thing I want to share with you is very practical indeed, but certainly is worth doing if you're changing how you express yourself, and that's changing your bio. And what's your bio? Well, it's your bio is what's on your Facebook profile, your LinkedIn profile, your Twitter profile, your CV. It's wherever you describe who you are and what you do. And often we fall into habits. The last time we wrote our bio was years ago, you know, but now with the time of online and digital, we have to think about writing who we are. So when I'm asking you to reinvent how you express yourself, I'm not just inviting you to think about how you do that verbally, but also in the written form. And that will be very, very clearly done in the online space. So, you know, when was the last time you updated your LinkedIn profile? And what about your Twitter bio as well? So if you've given yourself a new job title, then shoehorn that into your LinkedIn profile, put it somewhere else so that people know what it is that you do, but just give it a little bit of a refresh. So what can you be doing to update your bio? Well, one thing to help to build a better connection with the people that are reading about who you are, because that's what we want to do at the end of the day, is create stronger connections with other people. A great thing, if you've got your own website and you write a bio on your own website, then write it in the first person. Do not write it in the third person, because that just creates distance for the reader to connect to you. And they don't, at the end of the day, how many people have got other people writing bios for their personal websites? Only the really, really minted, loaded people. At the end of the day, if it's your personal website, it's obvious that you have written it. So don't BS the world and make it look like you've got somebody writing your web copy. Write it yourself. Create that personal connection with people. Again, on your LinkedIn profile, write it in the first person. The only time that your bio should be in the third person is maybe if you do talks at conferences or on the company website and that kind of thing. But really, you need to be writing in the first person, because that creates connection. And another great thing for your bio is to get some storytelling in there. Really sort of, you know, that emotional language I was inviting you to start adding to your vocabulary at the beginning. Get some of that in your bio. You know, really connect using emotions and stories to get interest and get people to want to connect with you. But remember, don't show off. Nobody likes a show off. So yeah, sure, talk about all that great stuff that you do. Use that emotional language, but don't show off, because that'll just turn people right off. But remember, when you're writing your bio, also remember to share your human side. It's okay to talk about your failures and your vulnerabilities, because again, that is going to help to build connection with the people that are learning more about you. So don't forget to include aspects of your personal life, you know, your passions, your hobbies, your inner geek, your guilty pleasures. All these things are going to help people to build a connection with you, and also reveal a little bit more about what's going on inside. So, you know, at the beginning of this episode, when I said, you know, want to reinvent yourself, but really it's about reinventing how you express on the outside what's going on the inside, and maybe how you express yourself on the outside up until now has been it's not really revealed the true you. And so this is an opportunity here to really start expressing yourself authentically and really enabling people to connect to the real you. And that means being human, that means using emotional language, that means using stories to get people to buy into what, you know, using your past experiences and your stories of your vulnerabilities, your failures, as well as the things that you've achieved, to really help people to understand who you are and to buy into you and to connect with you, love you, support you, you know, whatever it is that you want people to do when you connect with them, even if it's just to be your friend, whatever it is, then you need to start revealing the authentic you. And so I hope that some of the things I've shared with you today are some things that you can start using practically from tomorrow, from even right now, to start expressing yourself in a whole new way and invite a lot more change and opportunity in your life. So hopefully that's been a useful episode for you, and I look forward to speaking to you again next time. Bye for now.
Thanks for tuning in. You've just been listening to Alexia Leachman here on The Head Trash Show. If you enjoyed the show, she'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to pop over to www.headtrash.co.uk to get your copy of the free 5 Steps to Clearing Head Trash guide. Stay tuned for upcoming episodes for more strategies, tips, and how-tos for clearing your head trash and reclaiming your headspace. Until next time.